The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
It's the radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. It's you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen.
You know, Joe,
Chief Wellness Officer of the Cleveland Clinic. Hi. Yeah.
When we started with that, if you will, mission to teach people how to control their genes in 2001, this is actually our 12th year. Our 12th anniversary will be September 27th. I looked it up. We were way out in front, meaning we were taking a risk saying you could control your genes. We now know definitively that's the case. And one of the stories this week was on how managing stress actually helps control your genes on the spread of prostate cancer and how lack of managing it caused prostate and breast cancer to grow more mightily or to metastasize. So we now know that some simple things, such as meditation, really helps you control your genes. So that is when we started with that as the subtitle of the show, the passionate radio show that helps you take control of your genes, we were hoping that was true. We now know definitively in a lot of areas how true that is.
I guess there's no need to change the title then.
No need to change the title.
Well, not the title, the description of the show. That's not the
That's
title
correct.
Of the show. So, and 6 years for me coming up. 6 years, do you believe that?
That's great. And how many golf games?
Many more. Many more. 6 years for me coming up in the fall.
Thank you.
I enjoy it. I enjoy it. I learn from it, as everybody does who listens. udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Listen through our big network of affiliates, radio affiliates. We thank them all for listening and putting the show on weekly.
And I always like to mention our latest two, KNZZ in Grand Junction, Colorado, and KGLN in Glenwood Springs, Colorado, as well as I have to keep mentioning the one in Tampa, which I think is AM 1000 in Tampa. I'm not sure that the titles, but it's the one my mother-in-law listens to, so I've got to keep mentioning that one.
That's the thing about all these affiliates and the iHeartRadio Talk now, the availability of iHeartRadio Talk that we're on now, where you can download customize your health information to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. You can go to it free now, iHeartRadio.com, and you can get the app and use it on the web. If you go to the web, click Talk in the main menu, then you go to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. It's like when you're in radio, people always know you're there. You know what I mean? You may not talk to people that you know, but people always know you're there. They can find you someplace. And if you're ever away, you're not really ever away because you can catch all these shows with all these different venues. So, and it's a great way to get the message out now, more than just the typical way we normally do dissemination of information. At 20 after the hour, Dr. Gary Ginsberg. How about a hot car from Japan? One of the topics. Pesticides and medical marijuana. There was a fisherman that was found dead off the Sahara Desert, which created some issues 1,000 miles away. And this is mosquito season. Well, it's been mosquito season all summer long, but how to avoid West Nile and Tripoli. That's something, two things here that are very, very much of a problem where we are here in central New York. udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Another study on coffee and and prostate cancer. What are the details on that story?
Well, this is, coffee and caffeine get more and more positive reviews as time goes on. And this one is a wonderful study showing that, in fact, if you have the more coffee you have, the lower your chance of the prostate cancer progressing. So it was 630 men who were diagnosed with prostate cancer. Obviously, they were between the ages of 35 and 74. And they looked at the participants 5 years later after and took a history of coffee, as well as to see whether the cancer came back or progressed. It turned out that the men who drank the most coffee in the study, four more cups, you know, and that's a minor start for me. That's kind of before breakfast. I have four cups. But anyway, four more cups had a 59% lower risk of having their prostate cancer come back or progress further compared to those who drank the least coffee, which is one or fewer cups a week. So coffee, another benefit for caffeine and coffee.
Well, how much is too much coffee?
You know, there are four side effects of coffee. Migraine headache, abnormal heartbeats, gastric upset, and anxiety. And if you have one of those, it's too much. If you don't have one of those, the more the better.
And always qualify that by saying black coffee?
Black coffee is right. And thank you for getting it. The whitener binds some of the healthy stuff. And if you don't use a filter, you get an increase in your LDL or lousy cholesterol. And if you have sugar, obviously, you get all the bad effects of sugar, which actually cause cancer cells to grow.
So and black, a lot of extra calories.
And a lot of extra calories. But it really is cancer cells growing that I worry most about. And you start the process of getting abnormal proteins in the lining of your arteries, which starts the process of plaque buildup and arterial disease, heart disease, stroke, memory loss, impotence, and wrinkles on your skin.
Now, since we're talking about coffee, I found...
I'm only saying wrinkles on your skin, so Bridget would think there's a reason for avoiding sugar in addition to the calories.
I know that there's reasons to avoid sugar besides the calories.
I want to ask you about this because I just found this, and I found last week's show I found it, but I didn't get to it, but we're talking about coffee, so this fits in. A new study published in the Journal of the Mayo Clinic Proceedings says they found a link between, surprising link between coffee consumption, heavy coffee consumption, and an increased risk of death. They studied the habits of more than 43,000 adults for about 20 years. Among men, and I'm reading this in the study, those who drank more than four cups a day, whether it was regular or decaf, had a higher risk of death from any cause. For men and women younger than 55, the risk was even higher. Huh?
Once you made it past 55, coffee was protective. You got to read the fine print on that study.
Did you read it?
There are many other studies that contradict that one. So I'm not sure that's the final word, Joe. It may only be if you're in Minnesota, because they all put the alcohol in their coffee in winter.
Yeah, I guess. I just wanted to know what you thought about this. They said coffee drinkers tend to be more stressed, get less sleep, and also more likely to smoke and skip exercise. Is that true?
It is not true in the rest of the country. It is true in Minnesota. Remember, coffee in Minnesota is a cold weather drink. And maybe this is from Minnesota, and it may be that they had a whole bunch of other stuff. They didn't find out what else they put in their coffee. So it may be that in Minnesota, they put sugar and cream in it.
Is that study somewhat kind of irresponsible?
No, it's a, you know, I should say this. The Mayo Clinic puts out a lot of good things. It's no place near as good as the Cleveland Clinic, but the Mayo Clinic puts out a lot of good things. And so this is, they had the appropriate number of ifs and whens and caveats in the article. So it is what we call an epidemiologic non-intervention study. And it probably isn't. The one thing that I did take away from it is it contradicts a whole bunch of other studies showing that the more coffee you have, the lower your risk of Parkinson's and the lower your risk of Alzheimer's, as well as the lower your risk of 9 other cancers, including prostate and breast.
I saw a wonderful program, and I told you about this before we started the show today, about the Cleveland Clinic and a program the Cleveland Clinic runs, and it was held in conjunction with the 80th anniversary birthday of actor Michael Caine and record producer Quincy Jones, and it was held in Las Vegas, and you said you were there, and it was a wonderful program about the Cleveland Clinic. The department that dealt with brain issues, is that right?
Right, it's the Neurologic Institute, and this is we're the Keep Memory Alive is our brain center in
right.
Las Vegas. And Larry Ruvo, it's the Ruvo Cleveland Clinic Keep Memory Alive Brain Center to look at all kinds of brain diseases and concussions, etc.
It was really good. And Cleveland Clinic is one of the best, and I personally can attest to that through some family issues that we've had. This is Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So, it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance. And that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And we're brought to you by YouBeauty.com and Morning and Night Multivitamins. Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week for this hour coming up before the end of the show. Time now for What's Toxic and What's Not from Dr. Gary Ginsberg, our toxicologist. whatstoxic.com is his website, along with the information he provides us here in this show every week. Dr. Mike, what do you like from Dr. G this week? What is most interesting to you?
Well, you can't resist preventing West Nile and equine encephalitis, but I also like the one on the Sahara.
Okay. Boy, you guys surprised me. I thought you would have picked hot cars from Japan. But anyway, sure. West Nile virus, this is the time of the year. Those mischievous mosquitoes have been festering all summer. Their populations, at least here in the Northeast, are at their peak. And at this point of the year, also, the West Nile virus itself, or Eastern equine encephalitis, those viruses, they are at their peak within the mosquito population. And so now in Connecticut, we are getting our first reports of human infection, of people getting bit with the mosquitoes and it transferring actual disease into people. We're getting the first reports of the summer. It's always a Labor Day kind of story. And we don't want people in late August, September dying from West Nile virus. It is highly preventable. It's people who are very young or very old or compromised immune systems that tend to fall most prey to it. And so the five things I want to say, preventive things I want to say, and I'll make this quick because I know we have other stories, is number one, avoid, prevent standing water on your property. Rain gutters that are clogged, old tires that might accumulate water, a bird bath. I mean, even small puddles like that, stagnant water makes mosquitoes happen right in your backyard. And those could be vectors for West Nile virus. Birds can be, they could be biting a bird and they could get it from the bird and then give it to you. Number two is whenever you do go into the woods or into buggy areas, try to make it not be high mosquito times of the day, which is usually dusk and dawn or, you know, when it's kind of cool out. And if you do go into those buggy areas, wear lots of clothing. And tuck your socks over your trouser legs so that the mosquitoes can't get up under there. Try to avoid getting bit. And, of course, DEET. Spray DEET, which is, you know, like off and all those other insect repellents, they're all based upon the chemical DEET, which is relatively safe. But you could spray it on your clothing and on your hat and not even on your skin, and that will keep the mosquitoes off of you. And then, finally, in your neighborhood, there may be, if the West Nile virus titers get high enough, they might actually try to knock down the mosquito populations with a pesticide spray from a truck that comes through your neighborhood. If that does happen, the sprays we're using these days are not highly toxic. Don't freak out about it, but also take the prudent avoidance measures, bringing all the children's toys off the lawn, keeping people off the lawn for about a day afterwards. So you don't pick up any extra pyrethroid exposure if they are spraying your neighborhood to save lives.
Counties in central New York, I think, do a pretty good job of monitoring these situations, and they've sprayed a couple of times. They do aerial spraying here.
Yes, they might do it from an airplane as well. And this is a great example of what we call IPM, or integrated pest management, where in the old days they had a DDT truck and they just wantonly sprayed everywhere without doing counts and scientific studies of where the mosquitoes are and where they're not. These days there's much more science that goes into monitoring and hitting them right at the right time and in the right place.
Okay, so Dr. Mike liked the Sahara Desert story too.
Yeah, this fascinated me. The fact that winds blowing across Sahara are putting enough fine particulates into the air that we now are getting these dust clouds over places like Puerto Rico, thousands of miles away, Puerto Rico having to have an air quality alert for people to stay indoors because of dust being blown in, fine particles being blown in from the Sahara. So there is this crustal kind of particulate matter problem that's in addition to the anthropogenic, you know, car exhaust kind of problem. And so this, you know, NOAA is studying it because, believe it or not, this kind of dust can actually seed clouds, and it could knock down hurricanes before they form because you're getting rid of all that moisture and all that energy from these dust clouds, dust seeding the rain clouds. So there's weather implications. It seems to be an increased phenomena, I think, with increasing amounts of desert in the world, increasing energy, blowing winds across these deserts, putting it aloft. It could be affecting climate. It could be affecting respiratory health right now. Not a huge problem in the Northeast U.S. or in Central U.S., but you never know. It's something worth watching. Satellite photographs, you could actually see it on that kind of imagery, the Sahara moving in on the Western Hemisphere.
But again, as a consumer, there's really nothing to do other than...
No. Except if you're in a place like Puerto Rico, and this is just a message for anybody that if there's an air pollution alert, you want to pay attention to that and mow your lawn when, you know, the particulate levels are low, not when they're high.
Okay. Do you want a hot car from Japan? Details, please.
Yeah, this isn't stolen hot cars. This is Fukushima radioactive hot cars. And the used car market, this is mostly used cars, the used car market and used spare parts market tends to go over the border to Russia. So Russia right now is on heightened import alert for hot cars, radioactive cars, because of all of the radiation issues that they've had in the northern part of Japan stemming from Fukushima. So they've got import people at the border checking things coming in from China with Geiger counters. They've got the levels that they're concerned about. And even after the car gets sold in Russia for about $45 the equivalent, you can have your car radioactively scanned to see if it needs to be decontaminated. Of course, the health risks are extra radiation exposure, both from the external into your body, the beta radiation, the gamma radiation, as well as the internal that you might get from swallowing some. So we don't have to worry about it. I don't think we get a lot of used cars from Japan. The story is mostly about the neighbor going into Russia. But interesting, I mean, this is just one of these little fingerprint stories to say how bad a nuclear meltdown is when it's in your backyard. You can't sell your produce. You can't sell your milk. You can't even sell your cars.
Okay, you can fit the pesticides in medical marijuana story before the break here, Gary.
Yeah. Well, marijuana, of course, the usage of it, does seem to be going up with a number of states accepting marijuana, some states outright legalizing marijuana. And just like with tobacco, there are pesticides used in the growing, and especially in illegal production. Who the heck knows what strength, how much pesticide, how recently that crop was picked. So here's a story of a weasel-like creature that was found poisoned when they raided a marijuana farm in California. And this poor guy died. It was a fisher, which I don't know what that is, but it's a kind of weasel. And they found high levels of methamphetamine in it, which is an organophosphate nerve agent poison that killed it. And they were using that on the crops. And so it's an interesting question how much of this toxic pesticide might be on that marijuana when people go to smoke it. So, you know, marijuana is not a highly regulated, and even tobacco smoke can have these kinds of pesticides on it. So just generally a concern anytime you're burning something and putting it in your lungs, not only the tars, the nicotines, the THCs, but also the pesticides could be a problem for you when you take that drag.
He is our local toxicologist, Dr. Gary Ginsberg. Wonderful website, too. What's toxic.com. What's toxic.com. Toxic things and... maybe to your surprise, non-toxic things, too, because there are non-toxic things out there as well. Youdocs@gmail.com, youdocs @gmail.com. If you have an email question for Dr. Mike, just email it along. Dr. Mike gets you the answer. If you want to use a phone and talk to Dr. Mike, you can do that, too. 877-711-5211. And don't forget, before the end of the show, another real age tip from Dr. Mike before the end of the hour. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. With Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. We always thank you for listening every week, and of course, stay well.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. The U.S. is experiencing an increase in the number of cases of whooping cough. This is a serious illness caused by pertussis bacteria. It often starts with what seems like a common cold. Then, especially for toddlers, the cough worsens and leads to the characteristic whoop sound on inhaling. During this phase of the illness, which usually lasts more than 2 weeks, the child can get short of breath and the skin around the mouth may turn blue. Older children may cough so hard they vomit. The illness can be particularly deadly for infants who can develop complications such as pneumonia and seizures. Whooping cough is highly contagious and can spread to children who have not been vaccinated. The best way to prevent this dangerous illness is to be sure your child received all doses of the pertussis vaccine. This is usually given as the DTaP vaccine. And for more information on preventing whooping cough, visit www.cisp.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
And now, back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Dr. Michael Roizen is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well. Now, Dr. Perry isn't here. He's doing research in Amsterdam on new techniques in plastic surgery, but he'll be back next week. It's just Bridget and I for this hour. The tip of the week coming up at the end of the hour, hit a weight loss plateau, try these 8 tips. My favorite stories of the week, I've got to go over my 2 favorites. One was on the HDL cholesterol being healthy. That is, healthy HDL cholesterol, the higher level is not only healthy for the heart, and it isn't level, it's activity. And there's a special test coming out in about 3 weeks. I'm told it's commercially available on activity level. But more important than that is the decrease in cancer risk. So they looked at large series and they found the higher HDL level was associated with decreased cancer, not a little, every 10 milligrams per deciliter increase. Your normal value is 50. If it goes to 60, it's a 30% lower risk of cancer, and obviously we have some drugs that may increase that. How did, was this found? Stan Hazen, who did this remarkable work on red meat and the TMAO, was also doing some work on malignant melanoma and its signaling, that is how it tells the immune system to stay away, and found out that the patients with the higher HDL, and when they gave HDL-raising drugs to mice, they actually souped up their immune system and killed off the malignant melanoma. Amazing. So it doesn't attack the malignant melanoma itself. It just soups up your immune system. The other story I loved was the compounds found in red wine, green tea, chocolate, which Bridget has been eating
right
so that
now,
we couldn't even
we
understand
speak.
What she was saying. In fact, those compounds, just a simple thing, tannic acid and this other, if you will, compound, which is a plant polyphenol found in all these other things, very inexpensively, for under 10 cents a month, you could coat all the surfaces in your kitchen, even if you've got a gigantic kitchen. That's how cheap these are. They stick to it, and they are antibacterial. So green tea leaves not only can be used to steep a good cup of tea, but they make an excellent antibacterial coating. And this is something we see. So it's a chemistry professor at Northwestern, published in a very reliable journal. The stickiness of plant polyphenols is behind the so-called astringency that people can experience when drinking red wine high in tannins. The tannins stick to or bind, producing the sensation of puckering and dryness, but that stickiness they've put to work in a novel way. You just coat it very thinly. So that's one of my other favorite stories of the week.
I guess I didn't realize that polyphenols were sticky. I don't know how I missed that.
Bridget, fruit.
Yes.
Taking a bite out of diabetes risk. What about fruit juices?
Okay, so this was a really interesting study where they looked at over 180,000 people, adults, and they looked at over a four-year time period. All of these people started the study free of any chronic disease. By the end, 6.5% had developed type 2 diabetes. So then they looked at their food intake, and they found that those that ate whole fruits, at least three servings every week, had a lower risk.
Three servings a week, not a day?
Yeah, three servings a week.
Come on.
Of whole fruit was associated with a 2% lower odds of type 2 diabetes. And then the really cool thing was that they broke it down to individual fruits, and they found that blueberries had the greatest advantage, that people that ate blueberries.
So what do you do about blueberries in the winter?
Well, you can buy them frozen.
And they have the same effect, don't they?
Yes, because
and in fact, I'm going to put in a plug for Costco.
I love Costco.
They're not one of our sponsors, there's no reason. But you can buy these great bags of frozen blueberries that are really wonderful.
And cheap, or cheaper.
And inexpensive.
Right.
And that are great for you. So what happened with the blueberries in this study?
So by just having three servings per week of blueberries, they found that there was a 26% lower odds of developing diabetes. And then they compared, this was the most interesting part, because I feel like people are always wondering whether drinking fruit juice or eating the whole fruit is better. And they found in this study that when people drank fruit juice, they had an 8% higher risk of developing diabetes. And when you compared that drinking juice to eating three servings of blueberries, it led to a 33% difference, meaning that the people that had the most blueberries had a lower risk, and then the people that had the fruit juice had a much higher risk.
So the things that they found were most beneficial were apples, grapes, and blueberries. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I do, as you know, is I have an apple a day, not just to keep the doctor away, but I have an apple a day as a snack in the afternoon with six walnuts. To keep me, I love walnuts and apples, and together they're even better, and they keep me from being hungry.
I have that with almond butter, so it's kind of similar, except it's not with the omega-3s.
Not as good as walnuts. Anyway, omega-3, the walnuts are the only nut with omega-3. Of course, you can get it, I take it in supplements, the DHA omega-3 from algae to make sure I get my omega-3 DHA for my brain and eyes every day. But anyway, the point of the story is that there is some really good benefit to having a snack of an apple or grapes or blueberries.
Yeah, and it's high in fiber, so it's going to decrease. Dr. Mike did a segment or a Real Age tip last week on snacking and the importance of pairing carbohydrate snack with protein, and something like the apple and the walnuts are a really good example that will decrease your hunger, in addition to obviously these new health benefits that they found this week to also decrease your risk of diabetes. I usually, in the morning, when I have oatmeal or something, I take out my bag of frozen blueberries and then just put them to defrost or whatever, not defrost, but you know, thaw out. I run cold water over them and then just add them to my oatmeal, and because it's a less expensive way to have some pretty healthy fruit.
And you can put some walnuts in it,
And you can put some walnuts in it, too.
Now, there are two other studies that we're going to get to, maybe not this segment, but at least in the next segment. Remember, the tip of the week is going to be, if you hit a weight loss plateau, try these 8 tips. But inflammation may hold the key to people being fat but fit.
Yeah, what did you think about this?
Well, tell me about it. So this is inflammation people have can, if you're fat, that is, if you just have a high BMI, that may not say whether it's a risk to you, because the fat can be outside your belly. It's really belly fat.
Mm-hmm.
And belly fat causes, is associated with inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
But they did a study looking at this in Irish men, so we got to make sure it just wasn't the alcohol, right?
Men and women.
According to Lachlan would say, wait a second, how much alcohol did these guys have before we go into the study? But anyway.
It's a valid point.
From age, these are Irish men, 2,000 of them, from 45 to 74, some of whom were obese and some non-obese, and some developed metabolic problems and some didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And the differential was whether they had signs of inflammation when they were obese.
Right.
So tell us about that.
So basically what they found was, because I guess you assume that with everyone focusing on obesity, that all obese individuals must have poor metabolic health. So they found the opposite, that plenty of obese people had good metabolic health, just like non-obese people. Some had good metabolic health, others didn't. My take on this is that your weight isn't necessarily the only indicator, because there's plenty of normal body weight individuals that don't have the best health practices that have poor metabolic health.
So it's measuring any of these things, high specific CRP, TNF-alpha, C3, IL-6 plasminogen, activator, the easiest and the least expensive is HSCRP. If you have an high HSCRP index, we always say, it's one of the Roizen rules for younger you. Do whatever you need to get it down. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We'll be right back. You can email us, udocs, youdocs, @gmail.com, or call us 877-711-5211.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase 2 bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a 3rd bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive 3 bottles of Nighttime for the price of 2.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
Hi there, I'm Juliana Rancic.
And I'm Bill Rancic.
I love my job as an entertainment reporter, but what I love even more now is being a new mom.
And you are a great mom. I'm very proud of you, honey.
Thanks.
Like any responsible parent, Juliana and I wanted the best for our little son, Duke, and that includes a healthy future. We know firsthand that life is pretty unpredictable. We didn't anticipate getting Juliana's cancer diagnosis or even having challenges with pregnancy. I don't think anyone does. Mm-hmm. But as parents, we can plan for the unexpected.
That's why we want to share our decision to bank Duke's cord blood when he was born. The blood in a newborn's umbilical cord contains millions of young, valuable stem cells that are used to treat childhood conditions like cancers and blood diseases and are being studied as potential therapies for cerebral palsy and even autism.
Julianne and I are proud to partner with Cord Blood Registry and the Healthy Futures Campaign to help raise awareness about the value of cord blood and the options for saving or donating it.
We encourage you to take action for your family's healthy future. Go to parentsguidecordblood.org.
And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the U-Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
And this is Dr. Mike. Arthur Perry will be with us next week. He's doing some research in Amsterdam on the latest in plastic surgery, so he'll have some great stories for us next week. Bridget is here with me now, and of course, we can get questions from you anytime you want at udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com. I'm not going to get to them, I'm afraid. We have a great tip at the end of the week on the 8 best things to get over a plateau on weight loss. But first, Bridget?
Yes.
You like the story on depression in men. Why do you like depression in men?
Well, just because I think that the article talked a lot about it. Some good points about how women usually present with more classical symptoms of depression and
lack of tiredness, lack of effort, feeling blah, not getting out of bed, staying in bed for a long time.
Right. And whereas men maybe go under the radar when they have depression because the article talked about how they cope with it in different ways and that.
How do men cope with it?
Basically through aggression and drinking alcohol more, maybe isolating themselves more, which I know is a classic sign of depression, but they're not really sure. And so that's why the article talked about how they possibly need to redefine the criteria for what depression actually is. Because in the study, they looked at over 3,000 women, over 2,000 men, and they found that the men had different signs of what could potentially be diagnosed as depression.
One of the stories I liked best was on more teens getting recommended vaccines and teens getting the HPV vaccine. So do you know how many female teens have gotten the HPV vaccine? It's recommended for everyone, obviously. Do you know that? It's a vaccine that prevents cervical cancer.
Yeah, I've gotten it.
What percent of teens do you think get it? Don't look at the story. I would say this to Joe. She's cheating. She's trying to read the story as I'm saying it. I'm surprised she wasn't Googling it. Okay.
Well, only to, I was trying to just briefly.
You didn't put it in the summary. Okay. Bridget prepares these summaries, and I noticed that she didn't put in the percent of females.
So
that
it's
got
a
it.
Trick. It's not even here. You're right.
It is in the story. I had to look it up on the CDC website.
Okay, I would guess 70%.
54%. So it's rather discouraging. But it's staying stable, as opposed to increasing. All the other vaccines were increasing. So HPV in men had increased, or boys had increased from 13% in 2011 to 21% in 2012. So it's recommended for all men and for all boys and girls, 11 or 12.
Yes.
So this
but
is one thing.
It used to only be recommended for girls, right?
Right. But this is one thing we should. So if you're back, if you're a teen or a mom or a pop, get your teens vaccinated, because this is a really easy way to prevent some very serious diseases. Now, the story that fascinated me most, because we're learning more and more about the microbiome. What's the microbiome?
Know. It seems like it's this like exploding topic. Microbiome?
It's the bacteria inside your gut.
Mm-hmm.
And we have about 10 trillion bacteria inside our gut. But this one was, the headline is, gut bacteria diversity linked with obesity, study suggests. So, in fact, a new study finds the number of different bacteria are linked to weight gain. That is, the more different bacteria, the lower your weight gain. The fewer different bacteria, the more you gain weight.
Mm-hmm.
It was 292 Danes, so we're going to have to ask Arthur Perry if he looked at bacteria in the Danish population and plastic surgery. But researchers found that people who are obese have fewer and less diverse gut bacteria than their lean counterparts. And those with less intestinal bacteria who are already obese are more likely to gain more weight. One in four people... they don't have much obesity over there, but one in four have less gut bacteria than obesity, as well as a less diversity. So the gut bacteria makeup of obese individuals may be provoking mild inflammation, which could increase the risk of other health conditions that lead to more obesity and more serious chronic disease. So that was one of the, to me, that was the fascinating story.
I think it's so fascinating.
So we will have to pursue that. We will pursue that and follow up more on that for next week. But right now, it's my favorite tip of the week. If you hit a weight loss plateau, try these tips. So one is always eat. Actually, I'm going to make it 10 tips instead of 8. One is always eat breakfast. And you want some protein at breakfast. Can't get protein like Bridget has steel-cut oatmeal with some blueberries. What do you add to it? Add some nuts to it. Easy way. Chop the nuts up, roast them, whatever makes you love them. But I like to toast or roast 275 degrees for 9 to 12 minutes, my walnuts. Eat 5 or 6 times a day so you're never hungry. 3 meals, 2 or 3 snacks. Keep the food choices similar. That is, automate. So only at one meal do you add variety. All the others, you eat 2 or 3 different choices. So it might be, if you will, egg white veggie omelet or a buckwheat pancake with blueberries or the steel-cut oatmeal with blueberries and walnuts. Very similar things every breakfast. Stash apples, number 3. Stash apples, almonds, walnuts, edamame for hunger emergencies. 4, throw away anything with added sugars and syrups, trans, saturated fats, non-whole grain flours, including enriched and or bleached flours. If you see those any place on the label, throw that in the trash. Don't even give it away. Throw it away. 5, use heart-healthy olive or canola oil instead of butter and use extra virgin varieties. 6, no seconds and keep portion sizes sane. 7, eat far more plants and rarely never four-legged animals. I can't remember the last time I had a four-legged animal something. 8, Walk 10,000 steps a day, 10K a day, every day. Don't go to bed without doing it. 9, stretch and increase weightlifting. So weightlifting, building muscles is one way. And 10, do cardio, at least 2 minutes of very intense cardio. If your doctor says you can do it every day, it's the way you build brain connections. And believe it or not, your brain uses more calories than any other part of your body. Size matters for connections in your brain, so that's what you want to do. If you have a topic you want us to cover, you can email us at udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com. We've got plenty of questions. We're going to have a question segment next week and every week with Joe from now on. I'm sorry I haven't gotten to all of them. We'll have more question segments.
Or you can submit them to Twitter at Dr. Mike Roizen.
You can send them to Twitter at Dr. Mike Roizen. That's right. Or and follow us at Dr. Mike Roizen. So, or you can call us during the show if you have questions. It's 877-711-5211. We're presented by a number of sponsors. We hope you go and use them. Remember, Radio MD, thanks Sonar for great engineering at Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.